counting down the 100 days until the Chiefs' title defense begins at Arrowhead.
Harrison Butker set to kick it off. The run-up. Butker's kick in Super Bowl 58 is underway in a high, deep spinning kick.
Every day at 3:15 on The Drive.
Welcome back into The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful Monday. Every day at this time, we are counting down to the start of the NFL season. I will admit, I have absolutely no clue how many days we are at the countdown. I just know we do the countdown every day at this time. Rob, I know we're at less than 50. I think it's at like 45 or 44 days. Where are we at today?
45, exactly.
Okay,
you nailed
all right.
It.
Woo. I knew 50 was recently. And I did see that I believe we are 6 weeks away from Red Zone coming back. I saw Scott Hansen put out that tweet. So I am absolutely thrilled about the return of Red Zone. That's neither here nor there. So what I would like to do today is I would like to play for you guys what John Harbaugh had to say. John Harbaugh is very mad that some of you are very hard on Lamar Jackson. Here's what he said.
There's a lot of great things said about Lamar, but there's a lot of stuff that said you got to just scratch your head about and kind of wonder what's that person even thinking, you know? So, but we take it personally. You know, Lamar's a guy all his life. Lamar Jackson has been a guy who's been answering those same questions. I'm talking about since he was a kid, junior high school, college, the draft, the success he's had in the National Football League, and it still comes up. Okay? And he's still growing. He's got a growth mindset. He's going to get better and better, no doubt. But what does he have to do to prove himself to some people, right? And I believe the Ravens and we've always had a vision for Lamar Jackson. It started with Lamar's vision and his mom's vision when he said he was going to be a quarterback. He was going to be a quarterback in high school. He's going to be a quarterback in college. He's going to be a quarterback in the National Football League. The vision for Lamar Jackson, and it's a vision. It's something you see it like it's already happened. You can see it like it's already been done. The victory has already been won when you pour into a vision. And the vision that we have together is that Lamar Jackson is going to become and be known and be recognized as the greatest quarterback ever to play in the history of the National Football League.
That was John Harbaugh as he met with the media to discuss Lamar Jackson. This seems very simple to me. Let me explain it to you. There is no denying that Lamar Jackson is one of the better regular season quarterbacks in the National Football League. I don't think anyone disagrees with that. When Lamar Jackson is a starter for the Baltimore Ravens, they have been one of the five best teams in the National Football League since he arrived. The Ravens are 58-19 when Lamar Jackson starts. He is completing 64% of his passes for his career, 125 touchdown passes, 45 interceptions, and that is not to count what he gives you on the ground, and he is possibly the most mobile, best dual threat quarterback that we have ever seen in the history of the National Football League. No one denies regular season Lamar. The problem is when the calendar turns, and this is where the problem lies. You know how I just told you that Lamar completes 64% of his passes? That goes down to 53% in the postseason in the games in which they have lost. He has 4 touchdown passes and 5 interceptions in Ravens postseason losses. He has a quarterback rating of 69 in Ravens postseason losses. To give you an idea of what that is, that's what Bailey Zappi's quarterback rating was last season. So in the regular season, Lamar is up there. He is one of the top cream of the crop. In the postseason, he's Bailey Zappi. Daniel Jones had a 70 quarterback rating last year. He's Daniel Jones in the postseason. He goes from a top 5 quarterback to a bottom 5 quarterback. You can argue that the Ravens have not been to the Super Bowl because their quarterback hasn't been good enough when it matters most. He was not good enough in their early exit to the Tennessee Titans. I don't think he was good enough in the second half against the Kansas City Chiefs. He has been very inconsistent in those postseason games. You know how you quiet the haters? You win. You guys remember that scene in Rocky 3 or Rocky 2 where Rocky was real mopey for most of Rocky 2, like real mopey. And then Adrian got sick, and she was in the hospital for a while, and Rocky was all torn up about it. And you know what? Adrian was okay. And remember when she leaned to Rock and said, "I want you to do one thing." Rocky looked dumb, like he didn't know what she was about to say. And she was like, "When?" And the music started playing, and Mick was like, "Oh, what the hell are we waiting for?" That's my Mickey impression. I think I kind of smoked that Mickey impression. And then Rocky just went out there and he won. And then you quit questioning Rocky because he knocked out you guys' hero, Apollo Creed. That's all you have to do, Lamar. Win in the postseason. That's it. No one denies that you're good. We all think that you're good. You've won two MVPs. You're one of the five best quarterbacks in the league. Everyone agrees. In the postseason, you have been terrible. You go from Lamar Jackson to Tito Jackson. We just want you to be better. That's it. Now, you're not the only one that has this problem. Certainly in the AFC, you're not the only one that has this problem. If you got to go up against the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, that's actually a pretty common problem in the AFC. But Lamar, you got to play better. So, John, nobody is hating. Nobody is being a critic. He is significantly worse in the postseason than he is in the regular season. And not just like a normal dip. You're going to have a little bit of a dip. You remove the bad teams of the league in the postseason. The stakes are up. The weather is different. We can take a dip in production. You can't go from being a top five to a bottom five quarterback. You can't go from having a career 98 quarterback rating to a 69 quarterback rating. It's a 30-point difference. That is a significant difference of the kind of quarterback that you are. Lamar Jackson is at the point that great players get to when they haven't won a championship. You've won the MVPs. You've been on the cover of Madden. You have the money. You have all the success. You have had a great career. When are you winning a championship? That's it. It's really that simple.
I don't disagree with anything you're saying, but at the same time, to an extent, I agree with John Harbaugh. I think Lamar Jackson is judged very much differently than other quarterbacks in the NFL. Because you're right, he does fall into the category of hasn't been great in the postseason, falls short to Mahomes. But a lot of guys have that on their resume, and we talk about them different. People still refer to Lamar Jackson as a guy who, you know, he just can't throw it that well. He's still viewed as like a scrambler. It was this time last season, people on the internet were making jokes about, oh, the Chiefs should trade for him because he'd be a great running back. That is not how we talk about any other quarterback in the league. Everything you said about he's good in the regular season, falls short in the postseason, isn't Patrick Mahomes, is the exact same thing we talk about Josh Allen. But when we talk about Josh Allen as a football community, we talk about him different than Lamar Jackson. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the fact that he's held to a different standard. Maybe it's the Heisman. Maybe people have been saying, and I'm victim to this as well.
Josh Allen, though, also, sorry to cut you off, he also is a loser. So we can talk differently about Josh Allen all
we want. We're way harder on Lamar,
though.
He has
one AFC championship game. He has never made the Super Bowl. Josh Allen has not had the individual or team success that Lamar Jackson has had. Neither one. He has not had either one of those things.
And I think we are far harsher as a society on Lamar Jackson than Josh Allen. If we went and polled 100 Chiefs fans, maybe Chiefs fans are a bad metric. Doesn't matter. Who's a better quarterback? Josh, who's a more accomplished quarterback? Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson? I bet Josh Allen is the overwhelming favorite, but nothing about Josh Allen's resume is he is a more accomplished quarterback than Lamar Jackson. So do I think he's going to be the greatest of all time? No, I disagree with John Harbaugh on that. Do I think he kind of falls in the category of is a loser and not Mahomes? Probably. But do I think we sometimes forget Lamar Jackson is a multiple-time MVP who has been to the AFC title game at home and is one of the 5 to 4 best quarterbacks on the planet, and he somehow isn't viewed that way? Yes, that happens more often than not. So when he says, we hear a lot of these things about Lamar that are kind of crazy, I don't think he's all that wrong. I mean, Bill Polian on draft night said he should be a wide receiver. Like, it's different.
The thing that will just forever make me scratch my head about the Baltimore Ravens, and I'm not saying the Chiefs didn't deserve to win. They won the game. They won. It still makes absolutely no sense to me. None. It makes no sense to me how Baltimore call three run plays for Gus Edwards, and they call three run plays for Justice Hill. It makes no sense to me how the Ravens got to the AFC Championship game with a certain style, and then in the most important game of the season, just said, no, we're good. We're not going to do any of the things that got us here. We're not going to do any of the things that help us be the best team in the regular season. We are going to play a completely different style and brand of football. In this game, they tried to make Lamar Jackson Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes threw it 39 times. Lamar threw it 37 times. That's not who he is.